to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are so blessed to have Renee Bonde with us. We love her so dearly, and Marianne Greco. And we are here at Southern California Renewal Conference with Renee to talk about Still I Will Praise, her book, and the importance of praising. And Renee, who is an incredible popular recording artist, speaker, author, and someone who is an entrepreneur as it relates to praising the Lord in all things. Renee, it's so wonderful to have you on the show.
It is such a privilege to be here. I love SCRC and everything that it does for the body of Christ.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for those that don't know Renee, you have a rather remarkable story, and I'd like you to share the story about your family and also, you know, what happened as it relates to your accident.
Well, several years ago, when I was 29 years old, and yes, that was several years ago, I was engaged to be married to a wonderful man. I was teaching vocal music at a local public high school and a strong Catholic, raised in a Catholic parochial school, K through 12. Then one night, just 2 months before our wedding, I found myself literally waking up in the middle of the night, diving off the end of my bed onto my head, breaking my neck, leaving me quadriplegic and permanently confined to this wheelchair. That was 28 years ago, but God is very, very faithful. 1 year after I got out of the hospital, Mike and I got married. So this year we're celebrating 27 years of marriage. Yes, amen, amen. And also, the doctors said that I would never sing again because I broke cervical vertebrae 4 in my neck. If I'd broken 3, 2, or 1, I'd be on a ventilator, a breathing machine, the rest of my life. But my singing voice started coming back about 4 years later. And then also, Monsignor Martin, our pastor at our parish, had invited me to be the youth choir director, even though I was paralyzed. And I ended up having 150 students, the same number that I had at the time of my teaching, prior to my injury. But the sweetest part of the story for my husband and I now is that 6 years into our marriage, I gave birth to a beautiful boy who is now 21 years old and a super nice guy just like his dad. So that's the story. That's
Hallelujah.
The God story.
Hallelujah. You know, I look at this verse, and for everyone, please get out your Bibles. And the verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Scripture is very difficult for people because when they've had misfortunes in their life, when they've had serious illness or disease or things happen they didn't want, how are we supposed to give thanks and praise in those circumstances?
It's counterintuitive, I think, for us as humans, that we only praise God when things are going really, really well. There was an instance about 3 or 4 years ago that really brought this to light, though, why it is important for us to praise God even when we don't feel like it, quite frankly, when things are really, really tough. I have to rely very, very heavily on caregivers every morning to get me up and out of bed and showered and dressed and on my way for the day. And even though my husband is amazing and helps me do that at night, helps me lay down and all of that at night, if I had him to do it every morning, I don't know if our marriage would last. It would be very, very difficult because now your relationship has changed from husband-wife to caregiver, nurse, patient, and that's not healthy for a relationship. So we've worked very hard to raise the money to always have a caregiver come at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Well, a couple years ago, I had 2 caregivers. Well, let me back up. I need to have 3 throughout the week, one that does Saturday, Sunday, another one that does Monday, Tuesday, and a third one that does Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. At this time, my weekend gal and my Monday, Tuesday gal both had to go find full-time positions, some things that happened in their personal life where they need a full-time job. So now I found myself having to hire and train not just one, but two new caregivers. And I have to tell you that, and some of your audience will really understand this, that when you have a caregiver that you just love, that really they've got it down, they know you well, they know exactly how to sit you in the wheelchair comfortably, they know how to blow dry your hair right, they know where everything goes in your house and where things go in the refrigerator for the next person to find, all those little silly details, once they really have it all down, it's really kind of, it's just kind of a pain, to be really frankly, on hiring somebody new, training somebody new. So I was in this position of having to hire and train not one, but two. And I spent some time with the Lord saying, God, I don't want to do this. I don't have the energy for it. I've been now dealing with caregivers for, at that time, 23 or 24 years. And quite frankly, Marianne and Steve, I just did not want to do it. So in prayer, I'm saying, God, if you're calling me to do this, and obviously you are, here I am, then I need some new tools. I'm not up for it. I'm cranky. I'm crabby. I'm over it. And so I was praying just that way. And I said, Lord, I know that you open doors when I really need doors opened. So, Father, will you please give me new tools? I've memorized scriptures. I take the Eucharist. I pray. All of these things. But God, right now, none of those are meeting me right where I'm at right now. So please, I need some new tools. And after a lot of prayer, I backed up and I got very quiet. And that's the important part in prayer, right? Is listening as much as screaming and yelling, right? And so I was quiet. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, this thought just went ding into my head. And it was, praise. Praise me. Praise. And I looked up, my eyes opened, I looked up, I said, really? Praise? And I started laughing, and I said, all right, okay, all right. The very next day, I had to fly back to Florida for a Catholic conference I was speaking for, and I had, the morning before we left, I looked up in a concordance all the places in Scripture where people had praised God while facing insurmountable tasks. Well, actually, let me back up. No, I first looked up how many times the word praise was used in Scripture. Well, as you can imagine, it was hundreds. It was 342 or something like that. But I printed out, I was in a hurry, and I printed out all the addresses of where the word praise was used. So we jumped on that airplane with several pages of addresses of the word praise. But, you know, the flight from California to Florida is about 5 hours. So I had my scripture. So my caregiver and I started looking up all these scriptures while we were on the plane. Well, it was pretty crazy how many there were. It was awesome. It was wonderful. So now we started to narrow it down to only the scriptures where people were praising insurmountable tasks.
Wow. Praise God.
So that's what we did. And that started my spiritual discipline towards praising God. You want to hear the first one?
Absolutely. And before she gets into it, again, we're with Renee Bonding on Powered by the Spirit at Southern California Renewal Conference. And we're talking about the power of praise. We're talking about the importance of praise. And Renee has gone through an awful lot in her life. And we looked at that during the scripture in all circumstances. Give thanks, and we used to say in our liturgy, give thanks and praise. But praise, my brothers and sisters, when you learn how to praise, it's transformational.
Yes,
and one of the CDs that we have is called Transformation Through Praise. Mm-hmm. And most people don't understand what praise is. And so before you give your story, could you tell the listening audience, what is praise?
For me, what is praise is stopping this crazy busy life and saying, God, you are who you are, and I am your child, and being able to sit and say, God, I praise you, Lord, on all things. Father, you are magnificent. You are mighty warrior. You are the great I am. And as soon as I do that, it reminds me that God is God and I am not. And it reminds me that he is worthy of praise no matter what, no matter when. So for me, praising him sets me immediately in a, puts him on the throne, keeps him on the throne, I should say. It keeps him on the throne and me in submission.
So, Marianne, this is something you were teaching, and we're going to talk about Renee's book in a second. But this is a subject near and dear to our heart in Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. And how would you describe praise? Certainly, Renee's got a great definition.
It's always a hard one for people. They're not used to praising. And so I would define it as it's like the attributes of God, is listing the attributes of God. And it's hard for a lot of people to do because they're used to just praying and asking for things, right?
Which is very one way.
Yes.
It's a very, very, very one-way street. And I think that that's what praise is so fabulous, because it makes a, gives us a mind shift and gets us off of ourselves and onto him.
So we're going to learn more about praise when we come back and hear some very specific stories from Renee. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deacon Steve Greco from Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, and we are so excited to be partnering with Immaculate Heart. And I'm also very pleased to have published my first book, 365 Days of Praise. It's a daily devotional to help you with a daily scripture reading, a reflection, and also a thought-provoking question to help stimulate your spiritual growth.
Available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or find out more at SpiritFilledHearts.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here on Empowered by the Spirit at Anaheim Convention Center. Woo! And what a thrill. I can't begin to tell you how thrilled I am to have you, Renee.
We love spending time with both of you.
We talk about you all the time, and I have not been blessed yet until today to really spend any quality time with you. And, you know, you are such an inspiration to all of us, and your love for the Lord and your zeal. And my brothers and sisters, we're talking about praise and what is praise. But it's focusing on the attributes of God. Just think about it for a second. He is our healer. He is our redeemer. Mm-hmm. He's the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the great I am. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. He is love. And so when we begin to praise him or talk about who he is, then what happens is we are transformed.
It's very true. It's very, very true. And people think, how can I praise a God that's given me cancer? How can I praise a God when I'm looking at my child that suffers so severely with cerebral palsy? How can I praise him? Are you kidding me? And I realize at first it just feels so, I hate to say wrong, but it just feels that we can't get out of ourselves.
It doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel like,
definitely not,
you know,
human.
I mean, after all, shouldn't we be angry that these things happen to us? And so many people get angry. So many people leave the church. So many people go a different direction. And, you know, we hit a crossroads when we are in trial.
And it's a choice at that point, Deacon. It truly is that we either lean into the Lord or we spin around and walk away. And for me, I am so grateful that I made the choice of leaning in to him, because that anger that comes with turning away, you never get a resolution to it at all. So when I was on that airplane and looking through all those addresses, those scriptural addresses, I call them, and looking up at all the times where people in scripture were praising God, the first one that really hit me through between the eyes, especially being a musician, this one just, it actually made me laugh, is in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 1 to 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, 1 to 5. I encourage you to open your Bibles and look it up. This is when King David was very, very old in years, and he realized that the Lord had told him that he was not supposed to build the temple on his clock. It was supposed to be given to his, the task was to be given to his son, King Solomon. So now, just like every good dad, he's giving his son instruction on how to build the temple. So he is saying in verse 1 to 5, it says, beginning verse 1, when David was old and full of years, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. He also gathered together all the leaders of Israel, as well as the priests and Levites. the Levites 30 years old or more were counted, and the total number of men was 38,000. David said, of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the temple of the Lord, and 6,000 are to be officials and judges. 4,000, and I kept reading, going, oh, this is one of those scriptures with all those numbers and all those numbers. So to be honest, I started kind of blowing past it, kind of reading past that, thinking I was going to get to some more important information. That's what I was thinking. I thought, wait. No, stop. Slow down. The word praise is supposed to be in here somewhere. So I was on a little hunt for the word praise. So I slowed down, and I backed up, and I started reading it again and paying attention to these numbers. Said again, verse 4, David said, of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the temple of the Lord. So I would say, construction workers, right? 6,000 are to be officials and judges. So there I'm thinking, okay, maybe the accountants and attorneys. 4,000 are to be gatekeepers, so security guards. And I'm still looking for the word praise here. And 4,000 are to praise the Lord with the musical instruments I have provided for that purpose. Well, Marianne, see, I sat there and looked at that and on the airplane and went, 4,000?
Exactly.
4,000 are to praise the Lord with the musical instruments I have provided for that purpose. And I laughed. I thought, there is so much construction on the freeway near our home. And I'm thinking, that's a huge construction site. Do you think there's one person walking around that construction site with a trumpet that the transportation authority has provided for the purpose of praising God?
Exactly.
But look at the importance that King David put on praising God while facing a huge project. 4,000 men
4,000.
He assigned, and their only purpose on that job was to praise the Lord with the musical instruments that the boss provided for him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is such a great story. And there's so many stories in Scripture. You take a look at Psalm 149, Psalm 150. You take a look at Joshua before Jericho. What did he do? He put his praisers and trumpets up front. I mean, Jericho was something, Marianne, that had never been defeated before in the time of Joshua. The walls, they couldn't come down at all. No one could find a way to have the walls come down. But it was only through praising God seven times going around Jericho. Mm-hmm. And at the seventh time, they all shouted with praise. They all shouted with joy. And those walls come down. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this right now. You, think about this right now. Think about the challenges you have in your life. Think about what will happen when you turn them over to Christ and you start praising God and thanking Him for His miracles. Because when you believe in His miracles, that's when your life changes.
And you know, one of the things that I think Renee said, and all the characters in Scripture that we read did, is they not only praise God, but they set before God and did it before they started their projects.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
How often we can maybe get to that, but to really bring it before the Lord first, that's the discipline we need.
You know, Renee, one of the things, and again, we're on Empowered by the Spirit here at SCRC. We're so fortunate to have such a popular speaker, recording artist, motivational person, and someone that we love dearly, and Renee, I can't tell you what an inspiration you are to all of us.
Oh, my goodness. That's only the Lord that we serve then.
Well, we just praise God for you and praise God for the Lord. But my brothers and sisters, it's really critical that you learn the importance of praise. Because when you praise Him, you have expectated faith.
Yes.
This is what's so important.
That's what it is.
Learn.
You hit the nail on the head.
Go ahead. Tell us about it.
It's absolutely expected faith, because once you know, when you turn your sights onto God, you are reminded who He's been in the past throughout the ages. In our next scripture that we're going to hit hard will be in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and it's King Jehoshaphat, where he sends singers out in front of the army praising God before we go, speaking to what Marianne's saying, because it is an expected faith.
Exactly. It is the expected faith. And when we praise him and when we really believe in him, then we are like that centurion that says, say but the word and it shall be done. You know, when we praise him, our whole life changes. And Marianne, you certainly have seen that. You know, you and I started praising God. Our daughter was in a serious car accident.
Oh.
They basically discovered a mass in her lung,
yikes,
which was malignant cancer,
oh,
fast moving. And rather than being angry at God and so forth, and at first, to be human,
sure,
the very first emotion was that
natural response.
I travel all over. I do all these things. This is how you repay me. But then the Lord told me, the Lord said, I love your daughter more than you could ever imagine.
Yes.
And I started praising God. We started praising God together.
Yes.
Even when our daughter called us, Renee, and said that she doesn't think, she thought the cancer had entered her heart and she wouldn't last through the night. She was in New York.
Wow.
And so we had to get on a plane and fly back to JFK, to Kennedy Airport, drive up to Albany, not knowing we'd see our daughter alive.
Oh.
But we were praising God the entire time.
Look at that.
For
yes,
his miracles.
Knowing he's in charge. There's nothing we could do. We were just trying to get there. But knowing that God is God,
yes,
of everything, and that no matter what happened, he would take care of us and he would be with us.
And there's so much freedom in that. That the
yes,
weight is not all on our shoulders as parents. There's so much freedom when we really trust God that you love my son, you love my daughter more than I do, which is really hard to fathom. But that's how wide, deep, wide our God's love is. But I really want to tell your audience that if you are in a place where you're right now listening going, yeah, right, I ain't that. You guys are stronger, you know, Catholic Christians than I am. I'm just not there. You guys might be feeling that way, but you know what? I'm mad at him. I'm ticked off. This is not the way, you know, I wanted my life to go. Hey, we've all been there at one point or another, and if we don't really say it, we may not be being 100% honest. But there is so much to be said on what Deacon Steve is saying right now about the absolute spiritual discipline. And that's where the word praising God, actually, when you're not feeling like it, when you're cranky, when you're crabby, when you're feeling abandoned by God, that when we actually grab on to the spiritual discipline of praising God when you are at your angriest or your most frightened spot, when we say, all right, I don't like it. I'm not feeling it. It's not even maybe even sincere right now. But I am, Father, going to turn to you and say, I praise you. I thank you for who you are. Wow. When you start doing that, you will see your heart turned.
We're with Renee Bondi here, and I'm powered by the Spirit, talking about the power of praise. We're going to get right back to talk more about it and her incredible book, Still I Will Praise. We'll be right back. Everyone, we are so excited to be here at Anaheim Convention Center at the SCRC convention here, Southern California Renewal Communities, actually. And we are so thrilled to be here with Renee Bondi, who is an incredible author, singer, and evangelist. And we're talking about her, about the power of praise, Still I Will Praise. And this is a book that you wrote, and why did you write this book? Let's start with that.
I wrote it because I needed so badly to let other people know the value of praising God, especially when you don't feel like it, when you're just not in that place to be able to do so. It's amazing how he turns our heart around. When I was back, I'm having to train these two new caregivers, and I just didn't want to do it. This one gal in particular, Annie, kept every morning, she'd 7 o'clock in the morning walk into my bedroom, and I just was not in the mood at all to explain yet again how to brush my teeth or how to get me in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Wasn't in the mood. Wasn't feeling the love
right.
to do it. But I said, okay, Father. Every time she walked in, I said, God, I thank you so much for this comfortable pillowcase. Lord, I thank you for these comfortable sheets. Lord, whoever invented flannel sheets, Lord, would you just bless them today? Father, I thank you so much that Annie is here on time. Lord, I thank you so much for her beautiful green eyes. Lord, I thank you that she even wants this job. Lord, I thank you for the beautiful tree that I see outside the window. Lord, I praise you that you've made such beautiful leaves off that tree. Father, I praise you that I can breathe today. Lord, I praise you that I can see Annie today. I praise you. Now, she had no idea that that's what I was doing. But inside my mind, in my heart, that's what I was doing. This went on for about 2 to 3 months because that's how long it takes to get a caregiver up to speed, trained. And at the end of the 3 months, my husband, Mike, said, you know, you kind of blew through that training. I didn't hear you complain once.
Hallelujah.
And I started laughing. I looked at him. I said, really? Well, let me tell you what I did.
And
that's when he looked at me and said, wow, what a game changer. Because I did not see 1 ounce of frustration, 1 ounce of anger in you in these 3 months while you were doing this.
You know, that's so beautiful. And my brothers and sisters, we're here on Empowered by the Spirit at SCRC Anaheim Convention Center with Renee Bondi. And we're talking about the power of praise. We're talking about the book she wrote, Still I Will Praise. And I will say, without a shadow of a doubt, go out and get it. On Amazon, we can get it, and probably bookstores. And
yes, and at our website, ReneeBondi.com.
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 Super. And get this book. Marianne, you bought a whole bunch of them.
I sure did. You know, I teach 2 Bible studies, Renee, and during the summer we take
I love that you do.
Yes, we do a Bible book study, and this year the Lord led me to your book, and so I said, you know, this is a little different for us, but it was great. You have, even in the back of the book, you have chapters and or challenges for us as each chapter we read.
I'm so pleased to hear how many parishes are using it, using that study guide in the back. I praise God that it's being used in such a way.
It is absolutely amazing. And again, I would say, my brothers and sisters, for those that are interested in leading a study on praise, I strongly recommend this book. And did you go one chapter at a time? Or
we did. You know, I didn't know how long it would take, but boy, we just chewed on every word and talked about what praise means to us and admired how you handled it.
That is so awesome. And one of the things I want to get through, Renee, is the fact that when you started teaching about praise, this was like a new concept to many of the women.
A lot of them just looked, kind of stared at me when I said, what does praise mean? They, you know, there was this blank stare. So we had to really delve into the meaning of praise and how do you get praise? You know, where do you get the vocabulary for it? And it was a challenge, but, you know, once we got that down, it was a new concept that kind of opened up eyes of people.
I know that every day when I open my day with, Father, you are one amazing God. Thank you for who you are. Father, I praise you for the fact that I'm up in this wheelchair. I praise you that I got a wheelchair that works. Now, was I always there? Absolutely not. The first maybe 10 years of quadriplegia, this wheelchair was always my enemy. It was always my obstacle. It was always, always my foe. But when I started memorizing Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, right, noble, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, if anything's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And I would take one of those 8 adjectives and I would concentrate, okay, Lord, what is true in my life today? Or what is noble in my life today? I would just take one of those and I would use one word out of that scripture, Philippians 4:8, and start focusing on that. It truly was a game changer for me for the rest of my day. When my head hit the pillow at nighttime, I would be talking and praying with my husband, because I am going to throw that in, how important it is to pray with your spouse at nighttime. Be able to say, God, Father, what a beautiful day this was today. But it starts with praise. But unfortunately, many of us, and myself included, so please don't beat you that are listening. Please don't beat yourself up that you're any less of a Christian. You're any less of a strong Catholic because you've been one way street with the Lord and always asking. It's never too late to make that shift. It's never too late to start that new discipline.
Well, I think what it is from my perspective is that we naturally go to prayer as a petition. We don't really understand the power in praise. We don't really understand our relationship with God. Remember that God said, my brothers and sisters, that I know what you want before you open your mouth.
Yes.
You know, and again, you mentioned Philippians 4, and one of the things in Philippians verse 13, verse 17, is that he will give us the strength that we need. But the other thing is that he will supply our needs mm-hmm. according to his riches and glory, verse 4:17 in Philippians. And it's so important to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we focus, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, praising him with all of our heart, soul, might, and strength, that when that happens, then all the blessings start rushing into us.
You know, I think one of the key factors here is that, Renee, I hear you're talking to God in a very personal, intimate way. You're just talking with him, having a conversation. For a lot of our listeners, that's kind of a different thing for them. They haven't done that. Maybe they've memorized prayers, but I hear you are able to get this conversation going and just talk to him, and the praise flows from that.
One thing about our Catholic Church that I think we do beautifully, beautifully, beautifully well that I don't really see perhaps in other denominations, because I do speak and travel in all Christian denominations, although I'm staunch Catholic. What I think our church does beautifully well is through those memorized prayers, through liturgy, we have a deep sense of who God is and how holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We have a deep sense of the reverence of our Heavenly Father. That being said, though, we have to be a little bit careful that we don't put such a huge wall between our Heavenly Father and us that we don't feel worthy to even talk to him. That we're only worthy of praying some memorized scripture only. Well, I could never talk to my Heavenly Father casually. I could never talk to my Heavenly Father like I would talk to my friend. No, no, no. We kind of get this timid, he's on the throne and I'm this little itty bitty bitty thing. How could he ever love me because of the sinner that I am? So I want to encourage our listeners to be careful of not letting that wall be so deep that we can't talk casually. And I have to be honest, that's probably something I did learn, to be really frank, years ago from some of my Protestant brothers and sisters, that when I was thrown into speaking at an evangelical Protestant conference where we're circling up and in hands, and they were just speaking so freely, so openly, so freely. It's like, ooh, I felt a little intimidated by it. But I just followed suit. I followed suit that day within that circle. And pretty soon I told myself, I said, you know, I really want to be one of those people that can talk so openly anywhere at any time. And pretty soon speaking out loud and praying out loud has become so, so comfortable. But I want you to know it is fantastic to see how many Catholics, and I'm looking at two of them right now, Mary Ann and Steve, that are very comfortable praying casually and comfortably to our Heavenly Father as well.
And my brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to be our best friend, is our best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, and remember, we are to go to the Father and say, Abba, Daddy.
Yes. Yes.
Think about who you trust the most, who you love the most. Do you not have an open relationship with them? Do you not want to tell them what's at the deepest part of your heart? That's exactly what God is. God is closer than our closest friend. God wants us to communicate in such a loving way. We're going to be right back to learn more about this wonderful book, Still I Will Praise, and we have an added short refrain that we're going to hear from Renee Bondi. We'll be right back.
passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gems of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Hello, everyone. We are here on Empowered by the Spirit at Southern California Renewal Conference here at SCRC and Anaheim Convention Center with Renee Bondi, who is an incredibly popular speaker, recording artist, motivator, and someone that makes a difference in so many lives. And she has written the book, Still I Will Praise, The Power of Praising God Even When You Don't Feel Like It. Get it on her website. Get it through Amazon or perhaps at a local store, Still I Will Praise. And in there, you know, certainly you have a lot of scripture. Tell us some scriptures that you particularly want people to really focus on, whether it be the prodigal son or whether it be some of the other scriptures.
Do you realize that the only time in scripture when we read that God did the physical action of running, the only time in scripture when we read that God ran was in the story of the prodigal son, when the father ran to the messed up son. And I think as Catholics, sometimes we feel so incredibly unworthy, even if we're not prodigal, even if we haven't really been that big of a screw up. You know, I think of all those lovely, lovely, lovely ladies that go to daily mass, right? That they are the most devoted Marthas that are cleaning the linens in the church, the linens at the altar, that even they who are have been so kind and sweet all their life, still don't feel worthy of God's love. Well, none of us are worthy. All of us are sinners in some way. But I think the importance of realizing that the only time that God ran was to each one of us, then that reminds us that we can come to Him with anything and speak casually. The other scripture that hit me hard when I was studying the word praise in scripture is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 23. And the story of Jehoshaphat, when he was facing this huge army coming at him because he was returning the land of Judah back to the Lord, and those on the other side of the Dead Sea were really not wanting that at all. Well, the very first thing he did when he heard that the army was coming after him, the very first thing he did, it says in verse 3, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah. So the very first thing he did, he didn't scream and get the Secretary of State. He didn't scream and get the head of the military, gather the troops. No, the very first thing he did was prayed and started fasting.
Amen.
And then he goes on, he gathers everybody, and in front of the assembly, he starts praying, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven, you who rule all the kingdoms of the nations? He goes on to pray more and more and more in front of the assembly. So the second thing he does, he gathers everybody. I would say gather your family, gather your friends, and start praying. That's what he did. And in praying, I would say that he is reminding his people, and dare I say, reminding himself also, who God has been through the ages. And if God was faithful then, He will be faithful now. And then at the end of the story, he says, picking up in verse 21, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army. Not the back, not the middle, not an afterthought, but no, at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. So how many of us, Marianne and Steve, how many of us, when we are facing huge, scary times where you feel that army is coming after you, whether it's doctors walking in to give you a horrible prognosis or some other situation, how many of us go into that doctor's appointment? How many of us go out into that evaluation with your employer, walk into that ahead of the army singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever"? I would think, if I was Jehoshaphat, I'd be setting, if I thought, to put a choir or a band going out ahead, if I thought to do it, it would be, okay, sing Faith of Our Fathers or defend us in our battle. No, what Jehoshaphat did, he sent him out, doo, 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 give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. That's what he was doing. Give thanks.
And he's singing and he's praising and he's so full of the Holy Spirit. You know, my brothers and sisters, let's take a look at 2 Thessalonians 3:3, one of our favorite that we would quote often and have in the past. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. The Lord is faithful, as you were saying, and is so faithful that we have to just rejoice, you know. And we, Marianne gets a word a year. It's kind of interesting. At least
For
Christmas. So her one of her years, what, a couple of years ago?
Well, the first time I tried it, yeah. Lord led me into it. I said, give me a word to just focus on for the Christmas, for Advent.
Oh, and I love that.
He gave me the word joy.
Mm-hmm.
And the word joy stands for, he also told me this, Jesus over you. And so when I put Jesus over myself, I certainly am filled with joy.
My brothers and sisters, I know you're hurting out there, and many of you are looking for work. Many of you are hurting physically. Many of you are hurting in terms of relationships that perhaps aren't what you want it to be, marriages or with children, whatever it might be, with friends or employers, bosses, whatever it might be. But learn to praise God for them. The people that have been put in your life, when you start praising God for whoever is in your life, that's when things change. Because what happens is you say, Lord, I trust you. It's, mm-hmm. it's divine mercy, right? Jesus, I trust in you. And when we trust in Jesus, when we praise him in all circumstances, when we give him thanks, then that's when our life changes.
I want your listeners to know that you, again, might be sitting there saying, they're one of those people that are telling me to praise God. I just don't want to do it. This is ridiculous. Please don't turn this off and stop and just try it. Say, okay, God, this is one of those spiritual, true discipline. It's
Amen.
A discipline. Because when you do, it starts changing your mind. There is a song that I heard on the radio a few years ago by Casting Crowns. And it was really a big old rock thing. They had this big old rhythm guitar that was huge and a big old lead guitar. And it was kind of big and loud. And I thought, it's not something I first would listen to. But then when I started paying attention to the lyric, I went, oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
That song's for me. And it sounded like this. I ended up recording it on the recent Mercies in Disguise CD. And the refrain, the chorus says, and I'll praise you in the storm, and I will lift my head, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. I do invite each and every one of you, no matter where you are, whether you're on the mountaintop right now and life is just going great, or if you're in a very difficult, painful spot, I ask you to take a moment to say, God, I'm going to praise you amidst this storm. And look out the window, start looking at the sky, look at the clouds, look at a baby's eyes, look at a beautiful kitten, look at your dog, and how faithful that they are. Find things, say, God, I praise you for this. I praise you that I can breathe. I praise you that I can swallow this food right now. Father, I praise you for that nurse that is caring for me so well, so beautifully well. And I ask you just to commit to that spiritual discipline and start doing that throughout the day, 3-4 times a day, and see what God does.
Amen, amen, amen. And let's give her a round of applause.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Praise our Lord. Praise our God.
Renee, we love you. And my brothers and sisters, we are so blessed to have Renee Bondi on this show, Empowered by the Spirit, talking about the power of praise. And wherever you are, if you have a chance to close your eyes and bow your heads, not if you're driving, but if you have a chance to do that right now and just receive the love that God has for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify you. We love you, Lord God. We love you. We turn our hearts over to you, our souls over to you, our minds over to you. We praise you for all things. We praise you for the people you've put in our lives. We praise you, Lord God, for your many blessings. We praise you for being our Redeemer, our Savior. We praise you for being the Prince of Peace. We praise you for being the God of restoration. We praise you for being the God of love. Send forth your Holy Spirit with tongues of fire upon us, with tongues of fire upon us. Fill us with your graces. Teach us how to praise. Teach us, Lord God, how to pray. Teach us and fill us with your love. We say this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of Jesus we pray. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Renee. God bless you, and we'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. I'm a soul.